Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. Our vision is reaching out with the truth of Scripture, focusing on the Aboriginal peoples of Canada. It's our desire to bring hope where hope has been lost. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Hello everyone. I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am so thankful for the Word of God. I am so thankful for this ministry, Word of Hope Ministry Society. I am so thankful for the CIM Radio family. I am so thankful for you, the listener. I pray in Jesus' name that God would do a work in you that only God can do. Let's come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for everyone that's listening. I pray that you would meet them where they're at. I pray that you would comfort them with your love and your grace and your mercy. And I pray that we would truly learn to rejoice in everything that we do. I thank you for the reminder in Romans chapter 5 to rejoice in many different areas of our life. And I pray that you would lead and guide us today as we take a look at your word once again. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Rejoicing has been the overarching theme of our series, and today we are going to rejoice once again. That's right, we are going to rejoice. As we look at Romans chapter 5, verses 9 to 11, we are going to see that rejoicing in justification and reconciliation is our topic today. In many of our stories we have gone through in the last 6 months, I have often gone over some of the background information that is going on in the passage, but lately you will notice that I am using more of a straightforward approach without going into many of those details of who wrote the passage or the audience or cultural details. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to do that again. It just means for the time being, I am just going with a different approach to show you that there are many different ways to study the Bible and teach the Bible. We must use all of the approaches available and remember that when studying the Bible, the bottom line is that there really are no shortcuts, regardless of what approach you take. It all takes time, it all takes effort and training, and I encourage you to dig deeper in the Word of God and never feel like you have totally arrived when it comes to studying God's Word. When I study a passage, I always study at least 3 commentaries as I prepare. I don't just pull this information out of thin air. Rather, I rely on the experts who study and research the Bible for a living, or study and research certain parts of the Bible for a living. Now, that doesn't mean you have to read the work of someone who has a PhD to understand the Bible, but you would be amazed at how much it helps. Let's all embrace the Word of God today and make it come alive in Jesus' almighty name. Let's move forward with rejoicing and don't hold back.
I am chosen, I am free, I am living for eternity. Free now, forever. You pick me up, turn me around, you set my feet on solid ground. Now forever, and nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. Nothing's gonna hold me back. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alone. My sin and shame away. The slate is clean, a brand new day. Free now, forever. Now boldly I approach your throne to claim this.
Let's read verses 9 to 11. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. There's that word again, rejoice. In verse 9 it says, since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. According to expert Robert H. Mounts, the Apostle Paul is pointing out that this is not a one-way transaction. There must be an individual response to this act of love. Being justified before God through Jesus Christ requires an individual response. That's right, my brothers and sisters. It isn't something that just automatically happens for everyone. Douglas J. Moo also points out that justification spoken of in verse 9 and reconciliation spoken of in verses 10 to 11 are two different terms with two different meanings. They do not mean the same thing. Have you ever had problems being accepted by different people? Have you ever had problems being accepted by family? Have you ever had problems with you accepting others, whether it's a family member, a friend, a coworker, or a stranger? Yet God, through Jesus Christ, is now saying in Romans 5 that we are accepted by God, and this happens by being justified and reconciled. As Moo states, being justified is being made innocent and absolved from our punishment because of our sin, which is a picture of the law court. And reconcile means to remove the hostility that God has towards us before Christ died for us. And this is a picture of a wonderful relationship. God brings us from a legal and judicial standing before him to a relational standing before him. And because of this, we are saved. In Jesus' almighty name, we are saved. Because of this, we can truly rejoice in justification and reconciliation.
I have a destiny that is yet awaiting me. My life's not over. A new beginning's just begun. I have a hope. I have this hope. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God has a plan. It's not to harm me, but it's to prosper me and to hear me when I call. He intercedes for me, working all things for my good, though trials may come. I have this hope that will yet live. Into light, I will.
the God of heaven loves me.
Sing it with me.
Oh, there's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me.
Say it with me. Come on, say it.
There's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven loves me.
Declare it. Say the truth like this. Say,
oh, there's still hope for me today, 'cause the God of heaven.
Verses 10 to 11 say this: "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have now received reconciliation." Now we see a clearer picture of the rejoicing that comes as a result of being justified and reconciled before God through Jesus Christ, and as a result of that, being saved, and as a result of being saved, rejoicing in God. You see, in order to live a life of rejoicing because we are saved, we have to accept his invitation of being justified and reconciled before God. We are not all automatically saved. It has to involve a personal decision for Jesus Christ to be a recipient of this huge gift from God. The gift is free, but we have to accept it by faith in Jesus Christ. There is a view in society called universalism that says we are all saved automatically. But that is not a true biblical view. There has to be a personal decision. There are also not many ways to God either, which is called pluralism. There is only one way to God, and that is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Once again, the gift is free, but there is only one way to this justification and reconciliation. Only one way to Jesus. Only one way to his everlasting arms.
And come all who are weary, battle-worn and weak. Come all of us broken, tired and in need. Fall in into the air.
When we rejoice in being justified before God and being reconciled before God and ultimately being saved from the wrath of God because of being born with a sinful nature, we rejoice because this was a free gift and we did nothing to deserve it or earn it. We rejoice because others can experience the same thing. We rejoice because this is the hope we have for today and for tomorrow and for all of eternity. Verses 9 to 11 again. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that makes all of this possible. the blood that he shed on the cross for all of humanity, for all who would receive it by their own free choice. Nobody can force you to accept this free gift. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot force it to drink. You can't rejoice in something you don't want or you don't believe in. This is why the world thinks we are strange, because they don't believe and they don't understand. If you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to today by your own free choice, then repeat this prayer after me. And this is how we will close the broadcast today. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, I admit that I am a sinner born with a sinful nature. I admit that I am separated from you. I am lost. Dear Jesus Christ, come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my rebellion. Save me. Thank you for coming into my life and for forgiving my sins. Thank you for this new relationship I have with you now. Thank you that I am justified and reconciled. Thank you that my sins are forgiven. Thank you that I now have a place in heaven for all eternity. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Help me to read your word and find a Bible-believing church. Help me to find some Christian friends to help me through this new journey. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. If you're interested in contacting Perry, you can reach him at wordofhopeministries.ca. That's wordofhopeministries.ca. Remember, Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."